Now, it's no secret that there is a lot of data you get from your Instagram insights, but don't let that deter you from creating a data-driven strategy for your social media marketing. Because truly, when it comes down to it, there is really only one piece of data you need to keep your eyes on. So, teacher authors, go ahead and reheat that cup of coffee because I'm your host, Cassandra Foster, and we're about to get schooled in socials. Welcome back to Schooled in Socials. We are wrapping up our Instagram data series today, and I'm about to share the most important piece of advice for you when it comes to tracking your data. If gathering and analyzing all of the data from your posts feels too hard or too scary, you're in luck. Because when it comes down to it, there is only one set of data you need to be focused on. Does that surprise you? I mean, we have spent all month talking about how important tracking our Instagram data is, and now I'm telling you there is only one data point you need to know for your account. That sounds a little contradictory, doesn't it? Well, I promise I'm not lying. If you can only track one piece of Instagram data, it's the one that best shows you your progress towards your big business goals. See? Only one. But it's just not going to be the same for everyone at the same time. So of course, as a data fanatic, would I love for you to analyze all the pieces of data? You're darn right. As a realist, do I know you might not have the time or energy to dive that deep into your analytics? I sure do. So this is a nice little compromise that will help you make some progress on your goals without making you feel totally overwhelmed. Now, since the one piece of data you want to keep your eye on can differ from person to person, we need to chat about goals and KPIs. As a social media manager, when I think about goals, I think of them in two tiers. First, you have your big business goals, the ones you create at the beginning of the year or the beginning of each quarter and that you use to drive what actions you take in your business. Then there are social media goals. The job of social media goals is to complement your big business goals so that you can be confident that what you're working towards in your social media marketing is also helping you move the needle on those big business goals. So, if one of your big business goals was to increase your revenue on TPT to four figures, a social media goal you could have would be increase my followers on Instagram to 1,000 or whatever number you choose to shoot for. Because if you're going to sell more resources, you're going to need to have more people to sell to. So keeping an eye on your follower count is a logical next step. Then this is where KPIs come in. KPI is an acronym that stands for Key Performance Indicator. Just a fancy way to say the data point we're going to look at and analyze to see if you've met your goal. So in this case, it would be follower count. I want you to imagine this as an upside-down pyramid. You start with the larger base of your big business goal at the top. Then you narrow it down to a social media goal that complements that big business goal. And finally, you decide on a KPI that will show you if you're making progress towards your social media goal. The idea here is if you align them well, an increase in your KPI equals movement towards your social media goal, which equals movement towards your big business goal. Now, if this process seems a little complicated, or if you aren't quite sure how you would tackle creating your own social media goals and identifying KPIs based on your big business goals, don't forget that the doors to the Post and Profit course are open, and goals and KPIs are a topic we tackle in depth so that you can feel confident that you're moving in the right direction. Now, of course, I just shared that everyone's one piece of data that they should keep an eye on can be different, but let's have a little fun. So I took a little time to think about what would be the one analytic I would want to keep an eye on as a social media manager if I was only allowed to track one. I'm telling you, this was not easy for me. I am a lover of having the full picture, but I finally settled on, drumroll please, engagement rate. And here's why. I feel like it would give me the most full picture possible that encompasses the most types of goals as possible. So your engagement rate helps you to see how engaged your audience is with your content, what they're liking, what they're valuing. It encompasses how your audience is liking, commenting on, sharing, and saving your content. And we all know that if we are going to increase our ROI, we have to have a warm audience to sell to. Engagement rate is the closest way for us to gauge if our audience is warm. So whether you're trying to increase your TPT sales or build your email list, increase traffic to your blog, create a course, looking at your engagement rate can help show you if you're moving in the right direction. So that's why it gets my vote for the one analytic I would want to have if I could only have one. Now, you might have started this episode hoping I was going to tell you the one golden piece of Instagram data that you could keep your eye on and have all of your goals work out. But unfortunately, there is no one size fits all when it comes to social media marketing. And that's exactly why looking at and analyzing your own data is so important. So if you need to narrow it down for yourself, really focus on your big business goals, come up with a social media goal that complements it, and then identify the KPI that will show you if you're making progress towards your social media goal. That is one way to make this whole process more manageable. Another way is to gain more knowledge about Instagram data and strategy and have a ready-to-go system to help make analyzing data as easy as possible. And that is exactly what I set out to create for you in my Post and Profit course that is open now. All right, Cold Coffee friends, thanks so much for listening. If you're loving getting schooled in socials, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Also, I would love it if you left a review so that other teacher authors like you can start getting schooled in socials too. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.